Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Right to Suburbia: Combating Gentrification on the Urban Edge is a 224 urban studies and planning book by Willow S. Lung Amum, published by University of California Press. The book examines how gentrification, redevelopment, and displacement operate beyond central cities, focusing on suburbs at the edge of Washington, D.C. city. Through cases in Silver Spring, Wheaton, and Langley Park, Maryland, Lung Amum studies how African-American communities, Asian-American communities, Latinx immigrants, and small businesses experience the uneven consequences of public investment, real estate pressure, and changing suburban politics. Its purpose is both analytical and policy-oriented, to show that suburban redevelopment is shaped by long histories of racial exclusion and to document how residents, business owners, activists, and local leaders contest displacement, rather than treating suburbs as stable or politically neutral spaces. The book presents them as contested metropolitan landscapes where questions of race, belonging, affordability, and economic survival are actively negotiated. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, suburban gentrification as a metropolitan rather than purely urban process. A central contribution of The Right to Suburbia is its insistence that gentrification cannot be understood only through the familiar image of inner-city neighborhoods attracting wealthier residents and new commercial activity. Lung Amum shifts attention to older, diverse suburbs that have become new targets for reinvestment because of their transit access, proximity to employment centers, and existing cultural vitality. This reframing matters because many suburbs were long imagined as places of stability, homeownership, and middle-class security, while poverty and displacement were associated with cities. The book shows that this distinction is increasingly misleading. As metropolitan growth expands outward, suburbs that once absorbed, displaced, or excluded communities become vulnerable to the same market and policy forces that transformed urban neighborhoods. By focusing on the urban edge, Lung Amum also broadens the right to the city tradition into a right to suburbia argument. Marginalized residents and businesses should have a meaningful claim to the places they help sustain, even when those places become attractive to developers, government agencies, and higher-income newcomers. Secondly, racialized suburban history as the foundation for present redevelopment conflict. The book grounds contemporary redevelopment conflicts in the longer history of suburban racial formation. Lung Amum emphasizes that suburbs were not naturally exclusive, diverse, declining, or revitalizing. They were shaped by public policy, private development, discriminatory lending, restrictive covenants, racial steering, and political decisions about infrastructure and investment. In the Washington, D.C. region, these forces created white suburban enclaves while pushing many Black residents and later immigrant communities into less valued or more vulnerable areas. This history is important because current displacement is not simply an unfortunate side effect of growth. It repeats older patterns in which communities of color are excluded from places when they are desirable, tolerated when they are disinvested, and threatened again when redevelopment raises land values. Lung Amum connects these cycles to the politics of who is seen as a legitimate suburban resident. Her analysis challenges accounts of revitalization that begin only with declining commercial corridors or aging infrastructure, because those accounts often erase the policies that produced uneven suburban development in the first place. Thirdly, commercial displacement and the vulnerability of immigrant and minority-owned businesses. One of the book's distinctive emphases is commercial displacement, an issue often less visible than residential displacement in gentrification debates. Lung Amum shows that small businesses are not merely economic units. They provide culturally specific goods, social networks, informal support, employment, and a sense of community identity. In diverse suburbs such as Silver Spring, Wheaton, and Langley Park, immigrant and minority-owned businesses help make commercial corridors vibrant and recognizable. Yet these same businesses are highly exposed when redevelopment raises rents, disrupts customer access, or favors larger chains and better capitalized firms. The book's attention to business displacement complicates the usual measures of neighborhood change. A place may retain some residents while still losing the institutions that made it socially and culturally meaningful. This analysis also explains why anti-displacement policy cannot focus only on housing affordability. If redevelopment destroys local storefront economies, it weakens community life, reduces wealth-building opportunities for entrepreneurs of color, and changes who feels welcome in public and commercial space. Fourthly, state-led redevelopment as both opportunity and threat. The Right to Suburbia pays close attention to the role of government in producing redevelopment pressures. Public investment in transit, streetscapes, downtown districts, and major infrastructure can improve mobility, attract customers, and correct decades of neglect. Yet Lung Amum shows that these benefits are uneven when planning decisions are aligned with land value growth, but not matched by strong protections for vulnerable residents and businesses. The Maryland Purple Line and related corridor redevelopment debates illustrate the tension between regional improvement and local displacement risk. State-led projects can signal future profitability to developers, change expectations among property owners, and accelerate rent increases before community protections are in place. The book, therefore, avoids a simple anti-development position. Its argument is more precise: redevelopment becomes unjust when public action creates value that is captured by private actors, while long-standing communities bear disruption and loss. This framework is useful because it asks planners and policymakers to evaluate not only whether investment occurs, but who gains control over its benefits. Lastly, community organizing is a practical counterforce to displacement. Lungamom does not present marginalized suburban communities only as victims of redevelopment. A major theme of the book is the development of organizing capacity among residents, small business owners, advocacy groups, and local political actors. Across the Maryland suburbs studied, communities respond to displacement pressures by building coalitions, demanding inclusion in planning processes, and pushing for policy tools that can protect vulnerable people and places. These efforts matter because suburban governance is often fragmented across counties, municipalities, transit agencies, planning boards, and development authorities, making accountability difficult. Organizing helps translate diffuse harms into concrete political claims, such as protections for small businesses, affordable housing commitments, preservation of culturally important districts, and more equitable public engagement. The book also suggests that each struggle can generate knowledge for later campaigns. Community groups learn how to interpret redevelopment plans, negotiate with public agencies, and frame displacement as a regional justice issue rather than a narrow neighborhood complaint. This gives the book a practical dimension grounded in real institutional challenges. In conclusion, The Right to Suburbia is especially useful for readers interested in urban planning, housing justice, suburban poverty, immigrant communities, racial equity, Bisted, and metropolitan governance. Scholars will find value in its expansion of gentrification analysis beyond the central city, while planners and policymakers can use it to think more carefully about the distributional effects of transit investment, downtown redevelopment, and economic development strategies. Community organizers and small business advocates may benefit from its attention to coalition building and commercial anti-displacement tools, particularly in diverse suburbs facing rapid change. The book stands out for many works on gentrification because it treats suburbs not as secondary or derivative spaces, but as central sites of racialized redevelopment politics. It also distinguishes itself by giving sustained attention to small businesses, which are often essential to immigrant and minority communities, but are not always protected by conventional housing-centered approaches. Its Washington, D.C. area focus gives the analysis geographic specificity, yet the broader questions are widely relevant: who gets to remain when public and private investment finally arrives? And how can suburban redevelopment be made accountable to the people who built community value before it became profitable? If you would like to support Willow S. Lungamom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.